The man says why I sing the blues is because I lived it. And I know how it feels. When you're hurt, you gotta tell somebody. Someone must understand how you feel. And the only way to do it is say it loud and clear. Make sure that everyone will hear. It's the truth the way it is. And that's why I sing the blues. This is B.B. King making a statement and a natural fact. All you gotta do is sit back and dig where it's coming from. Listen, not only with your ear, but with your heart. Everybody want to know why I sing the blues.
We'll find out in just a moment why we heard from B.B. King right now. He isn't usually on the air this time of day. Welcome to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. Today, my guests are Anne Langan from Friends of the Library and Leslie Hossfeld from UNCW. They're here to tell us about the last in a series of special events the library has had this year, and it's coming up Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m., a free event at the Northeast Branch of New Hanover County Public Library System. It is an afternoon with Dr. William Ferris. It's called The Storied South. So first of all, Anne and Leslie, thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
We're delighted.
Let's talk first about who is Dr. William Ferris. Now, I understand, Leslie, that you're actually a personal friend of Dr. Ferris.
Yeah, Bill's an old family friend. We go back three generations of our family, so we're all from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And if you're from Vicksburg, Mississippi, you're proud of your other Mississippians. And so, yes, we're old family friends. Yeah.
What can you tell us about him? Because he has quite a resume.
Oh, my gosh. He's an amazing scholar. I mean, he's really noted as an African-American folklorist and cultural historian. He's also called the blues doctor because he's done so much on the blues, and he has many books on this topic, and he's really recognized as a leading blues scholar in the U.S. And just really a scholar of the American South. He's been around a long time doing a lot of great work, and so we're really excited about this upcoming event that he's here to share all that he's done over the years. I guess probably best known for his appointment by Bill Clinton in 1997 to chair the National Endowment of the Humanities. So he does this proud for all those from Vicksburg, Mississippi, and we're just so excited he's coming.
I understand he's also currently a professor at UNC Chapel Hill and a senior associate director of the Center for the Study of the American South. He has a couple of magnificent books out that, and you've brought copies of them with you. They're not only books with beautiful text, but many, many photographs, and CDs are in a little pocket
and
in the back
DVDs.
Of the book. And DVDs. Wow. Talk about those two books, and then we'll talk about what's happening on that Saturday.
Well, he regards these two as almost companion volumes. The first one is Give My Poor Heart Ease, and it's the Voices of the Mississippi Blues, and that's what you played a little snippet of. He went around interviewing the legendary traditional Southern blues musicians, and the book is all about photographs of those folks, what their philosophy, how they came to make this kind of music, and then there's the music as well. And then his newest book, The Storied South, Voices of Writers and Artists, is he tries to document how the South as a region, as a culture, as a tradition, influenced a huge assortment of people, not all of whom originate in the South. I mean, mm-hmm. Pete Seeger, Eudora Welty, of course, is from the South. And one thing I read that I thought was, he says, quote, "The human voice is key to the Southern experience," unquote. So he spent 40 years interviewing these authors, these artists, these musicians on how the South shaped their careers as writers, musicians, so forth. And it defines the region and the nation, he feels, in the 20th century.
So that's what this latest book is all
yes.
about.
Yes, wow. And when he comes, one of the really fun things, it's not just somebody coming to read excerpts from his book. He's going to be showing on screen some of the interviews and talking about how he came to interview this certain person at a certain time. So it's a multimedia presentation.
Really, when you read through the book, I reread a lot of the introduction this morning, but it's 40 years of his collecting these stories, and he talks about it as friendships, you know, these friendships that have developed over the years. But he was teaching at Jackson State in Jackson, Mississippi, at a time which was a very difficult time in race relations, and then he moved on to teach at Yale, and then at Ole Miss, he started the Center for the Study of Southern Culture there, and really was instrumental in pulling the blues and pulling all these pieces together. And his archives that are at UNC at the Southern Historical Collection have these 40 years of incredible interviews and stories. And so this book gives snippets of those and just really rich, rich, beautiful stories from
and
writers.
And there's 26 different people featured in the book, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, writers, photographers, painters, musicians, scholars of the South. And he uses something called a dramatic monologue. It's a literary device that really helps you develop an intimate, uninterrupted relationship between the reader and the speaker. So he'll introduce each artist or writer with his own story and how he got to know them. And then he just lets it go. And it's just, you're just reading Eudora Welty and or Walker Percy or Alice Walker, and it's just really moving,
wow,
really
sounds
powerful.
Great. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Leslie Hosfeld, and also Ann Langan is here. They're talking about The Storied South, an afternoon with Dr. William Ferris, renowned folklorist, a professor, had a blues show for many, many years, former head of the National Endowment for the Humanities. He's coming to Wilmington on Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m. at the Northeast Library, and he'll be giving his presentation, The Storied South, showing some footage from some of those interviews over 40 years. And also, there's a special treat that's happening that day. Talk a little bit about the music that we'll be hearing.
Well, I first learned of Dr. Ferris from Ben Steelman's interview in the Star News. Then Ben encouraged me that maybe we could entice him to come. So I did that. Well, then when I went to Google more of his background, because I didn't know Leslie even knew him, and found that his long-standing interest in the blues. Well, Clyde Edgerton and John Jeremiah Sullivan have agreed to come and set us off and begin the afternoon with some traditional blues music from the South. And that'll just make it so festive. And Dr. Ferris is excited about that.
I bet he is.
He's going to use an article by John Sullivan that was in this week's New York Times Magazine. He's using it in his fall class at UNC Chapel Hill, which is about three obscure folks that John tracked down and writes about.
Uh-huh.
So it's just going to be a special, wonderful afternoon. We're having Southern foods served at a light refreshments, you know, during the program. And we're just trying to make it as festive so that he'll be really glad he drove all the way from Chapel Hill.
Reservations, are they
no.
No reservations are
no.
needed. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
It's just come probably a little bit early, a little before 2, and it'll be in the large painter room at Northeast Branch Library.
And wonderful. Bill is just a marvel to talk to. He's just a delightful and humble and lovely human being. So you're in for a treat if you come. It'll be a wonderful afternoon.
That's what I wanted to ask you is, what is he like? He's been friends with your family for so long.
For so long. It's so funny. My dad always talks about my dad and Bill's mother started Warren County Mental Health Association back in the 60s before people were even talking about mental health issues. And my dad always says, I just love Miss Ferris and she loved me. And sometimes you don't know why you love somebody. You just love them. And I tell you, that's how I feel about Bill. I mean, he's just a lovely soul and makes friends really fast. And he's just a good human being and interesting scholar. So it'll be wonderful to have him here and share that with Wilmington.
Now, won't one of his books or both of his books be on sale also at the event? Both of them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful.
Right.
And they're both large books, like coffee table books with a lot of black and white photos.
Yes.
Photos that Bill took himself. So the jacket covers of Eudora Welty driving down the street in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's just incredible. And Bill took that back in the 70s. And he took most of the photographs, all of them, I believe. And so it's a wonderful collection of photographs in the book and of course the CD that comes with it, so you get the actual interviews as well.
Amazing.
And we've tried to reach out to creative writing students both at Cape Fear Community College and UNCW because this is right up their alley.
They should
hearing
be there.
About all of that. So we're hoping we'll draw some college kids and I reached out to several high schools as well that have teachers that have just a wide-ranging creative writing background. I thought it might appeal to them as well.
And we should make sure that our own Lan Nichols here at the station knows about it and gets the Cape Fear Blues Society on board, because
I'm sure
a lot of them know Dr. William Ferris and his work, and they'll want to be there to meet him and buy copies of that book.
And here they're called the Whitley Brothers, Clyde and John.
Okay.
He'll have to tell you the background of the name.
The Whitley Brothers.
They're known as the Whitley Brothers.
So it's Clyde Edgerton and John Jeremiah Sullivan performing some old-time blues to welcome Dr. William Ferris. Any last thoughts, anything else you want folks to know that we haven't yet touched on?
Well, if you're a scholar of the South, you should be there, that's for sure. You know, for folks who are from North Carolina, this will be a wonderful treat to hear about these artists of all types who have devoted and their love and their passion for the American South, and Bill can really bring that out, and I think everyone's going to enjoy the afternoon.
And if you're new to the South, this is a perfect place to be.
To learn about the South.
Really, that's make
true.
Yourself feel at home.
Absolutely.
And I have to give a plug. The Friends, I thought up this idea of a series of substantive programs, and they went along with it and gave me some small funding to make it happen, and I'm just so grateful to the Friends.
Wonderful. The event is called The Storied South, an afternoon with Dr. William Ferris. It is next Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m. Come a little bit early. It's a free program at the Northeast Branch of New Hanover County Public Library. If you'd like more information, this event is listed on WHQR's cultural calendar. So just go to WHQR.org and click on culture. And Langan and Leslie Hosfeld, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in today.
You.
It was our pleasure.
Wonderful.